took the shocker in Kansas City live tonight at the Prohibition Hall, 11th and McGee. I'm going to need y'all to make y'all way down here. How you doing, Silk?
I'm good. Glad to be in the city. Everybody showing love. Appreciate it.
You showing us a lot of love already on your Instagram and Twitter. You real active, I see.
Yeah, I try.
Follow him right now at Silk the Shocker. That's with 2 K's. He'll be at the Prohibition Hall, like I said, tonight. Tickets in advance are $15. Doors are opening up at 7 o'clock. So the question everybody want to know, what you been up to?
Working, man. I got into doing movies, so I done shot a couple movies, sold a couple movies. But good thing about it is got some new music coming out at the end of this month. Finally going to put an album after all these years. I think it's pretty good, so I look forward to the people letting me know if, you know, Shocker still got it, which I think I do.
I'm sure you do. I hear it in your voice.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so so what's different about Shocker, though?
No, I just think it's a little growth, but what I try to do is, you know, just keep some of my old style, but then, you know, mix it up with some new stuff. I think I got more lyrical, too, so that's going to be good for people to check that out.
All
I think
right.
A little growth, you know what I'm saying? I done been some places, did some things, so, you know, that's in there, but it should be good.
Yeah, and definitely got to make it come through your music, so we are we going to be looking forward to that. So, do we got a name of the album, or?
Yep, it's called Road to Gold.
Road to Gold.
Yep, I'm getting back to the gold, shorty, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Trying to get back to that gold.
Well, that's never old, so that's what's up. Yeah. I see you right there. Are you going to be performing any of that new music tonight at the Prohibition Hall?
Yep, I am. I'm going to put my new single, Allergies, and I got another special one for y'all, so y'all stay tuned. It's going down. Don't let me start. Yep.
Okay, so you heard him right there. Silk the Shocker tonight at the Prohibition Hall. Get your tickets right now. Doors open up at 7 o'clock, and yes, you got to be 21 or older. We got Big Mac hosting along with 6'8 and a bunch of DJs on the ones and twos. You already know that. But Silk, did you release a book?
Yeah, I did release a book. I released a book. It's a music book, man. I think it's one of the best things I've ever done. But what happened was... you know, I learned a lot of stuff. We did a lot of stuff, you know, No Limit. We sold probably like 75 million records independent. So we did a lot of stuff. And I think I just had a lot of people kept asking me how y'all did it and how do I feel scarred and what it takes to make it and stuff like that. So I feel like nobody was really telling the people the facts. And so I just made a book that I would want to read. So, you know, that, and I gave it kind of like the music industry for not say dummies, but some way they can understand it, and somebody, you know, not something that's like you have to go to Harvard to understand, but I break it down like what's publishing, what's a manager, you know, what you need this for, what's the percentage you're supposed to have. So I think any person who ever inspired to do music, even if you're behind the scenes, radio DJ, you know, radio personality, whatever, you should read it, because it'll definitely enlighten you on like some of the stuff you got to look for, look out for. It's just something that I mean, if I had it back then, I would have, you know, we'd have probably been 10 times better, but we had to learn it for ourselves. So what I wanted to do was not have artists and managers and all that stuff bump their head, but, you know, have a guideline. So it's doing really good, man. Everybody, like, you know, appreciate it and stuff like that. So not, to me, it's one of the best things I've done, because I get asked a lot about it, but I ain't got time to sit up there like hours and give you the game.
Right.
But this way, I just, you know, give you the book, and you want to ask me is in that book. Exactly.
And that does not surprise me, coming from a No Limit soldier. So that's what's up. Everybody, y'all should go pick that up right now. And it looks like I'm on your, can we get that book at shockerworld.net?
You can get it at paybook.com.
Paybook.com. All right. Yep, well, that's what's up. And what's up with the Hip Hop Honors? I see your name here about the Hip Hop Honors. You got anything going on there?
Yeah, we just did it. We honored my brother P. We honored Jermaine Dupri. We performed, like, you know, we did a little tribute performance with Trick Daddy, Trina, Escape. You know, so it was a dope little situation.
Yeah.
So so that was dope. So I had a good time doing it. Yep.
All right, so we're going to be checking you out next week on that. I believe that airs October 13th, so look out for my man there. And you just showing Missouri all the love. We just show me state, and you showing us love. I see tomorrow you're going to be in Knob Knoxter, Missouri.
Yep, I got love for y'all. Y'all always supported No Limit. I appreciate it. And then also, I'm going to salute all the DJs, all the radio personalities, the people that behind the scenes working to tell our DJ spins doing this thing. Every promoter, you know, it's just love. So I love to come to cities like this because sometimes you don't get a chance to come to them. You overlook it sometimes, but these are the ones that I remember when we first started out. This was the ones that just had a lot of love. They supported no limit and, you know, and got behind us. So we always got to give back to that and give back to our roots as well.
Definitely. Much, much love to you, Silk the Shocker. See him tonight at the Prohibition Hall. Doors open up at 7 o'clock. I got one last question for you, Silk, before we let you go. Yep. I need to quit calling you Silk. But one last question. And by the way, you looking real good, by the way. You don't look like you aged a bit, just for the record.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, we've heard a bunch. We've heard a lot that you want to do for our community, just in general. Multi-platinum artist and just trying to set an example, be a role model, because that's exactly what you know, our youth needs. But I do want to ask you, I got to do the weather in like 15 seconds, and I got one last question for you. I'm gonna let you go. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay, it'll be like 15 seconds. 1 second.
Yeah.
Chance of showers tonight with thunderstorms. Low around 68 degrees right now. Overcast and 75 at the Prohibition Hall, where you can check Silk the Shocker out tonight in concert. Don't be late. 7 o'clock. ASAP Ferg is called Plain Jane. It's the night jam. Hot 103 Jams. Sorry about that. Okay.
Professional, you're multitasking, huh?
You know, we got to do what we got to do. No, I was playing. Okay, so my last question for you, what does the No Limit legacy mean to you?
I just think it means, you know, trendsetting, knocking down a lot of doors, a lot of barriers. You know, I feel like somebody got to, you know, set the bar, or somebody got to kick down a lot of doors in order for other people to get in there. Because to me, that was a hard thing to do. It's almost like you being the first person to run a mile in 4 minutes. It was impossible until somebody did it. And so I feel like No Limit, we took a lot of bruises and bumps for the next generation. I mean, it seems like it's real easy now because they're allowing you to have an 85-15 deal. Distribution deals are a little more fair. But it's almost like, I wouldn't say it was a slave days and you're trying to break the cycle of being a slave, but, you know, you have to march. You have to be somebody who's active. And so with us, I think it just means a legacy where it'll allow people to get treated fair in the music business these days. It will also allow them to make more money. Back then, everybody was getting raped by the big major labels. Now they're able to come out and do their own thing. So I think people watch, you know, 50 Cent said it best. He said, man, I looked at you guys, and I say, I'm going to do it just like that. Why would I break the mold when it's already worked? And so us as just being the first people to do it, it was really rough because you got everybody trying to stop you from doing it because they don't, because you got to think about this. Once you do it, everybody want it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want that deal you got. And the deal we got was unimaginable because they'll never give you more than they get. Mm-hmm. And so they fought us to tooth and nails. We was just soldiers, basically. We were soldiers, and we stood up for what we believed in, and eventually we got everything we wanted. So that, I think that's what we mostly mean. Just a legacy that knocked down a lot of doors.
Yeah, and there's no limit for the legacy. No Limit soldier himself, Silk the Shocker with 2 K's. Follow him. I'm not playing. He's showing the town some love, all right? You can check him out tonight at the Prohibition Hall, 11th and McGee. Get your tickets at stubwire.com. New music coming out this fall, so follow my man. Thank you again, Shocker, for stopping, well, calling us and showing the town some love. All right.
Go ahead.
Definitely. Can I get you to say a shout-out to Hot 103 Jams?
Of course. Yeah, definitely.
All right, go for it. I'm going to count you down in 3, 2,
and... You say Hot 103 Jams, right?
It's just Hot 103 Jams. Yep.
Okay, go. You ready?
Yeah. In 3, 2, and 1.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Super Shock, live in the building. I'm a No Limit soldier. I thought I told you, man. I just want to shoot. Oh.
You good?
Damn, it's my fault.
You rolling.
All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever, y'all. It's your boy, Sickle Shaka, live in the building. I'm a No Limit Soldier, and y'all tuned in to Hot 103 Jam. You know how we do it. Salute. Let's get it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to play this back.